Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here after the long Labor Day weekend on a Tuesday, September the 8th, 2020. 11 and a half minutes past the hour, and the first thing I want to say is, boy, oh boy, did the rain come down. And it was really interesting yesterday because I was not aware. I guess I just don't pay much attention to this stuff. I was not aware that we needed rain. Maybe I was on another planet and just not paying attention to the fact that we had not had a whole lot of rain. I thought we'd had a fair amount of rain this summer, and I thought the crops and everything were doing pretty well. But yesterday, during my Labor Day get-together, I heard several people say, boy, we sure need the rain. So, I assume that we needed the rain, and if we needed the rain, we certainly got the rain yesterday, and got it in buckets and buckets and buckets. It was the weirdest day. Here came Labor Day yesterday, as you all know, and for most of the morning, it was kind of gray and overcast, but it was not raining, and then somewhere about 1 o'clock, it started to rain, and then it would pour, and then it would stop. And then it would rain, and then it would pour, and then it would stop. And it did that on through about 6 o'clock. Then about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, it looked like it had stopped. And it was just pretty much overcast outside. So I decided to go out and walk last night, like I always do my mile walk. And I went out to do this during that time period, and it was really not raining. It sprinkled a little bit, but it really, really wasn't raining at all. And so I get back home, and then it gets dark. And then sometime about 9 o'clock last night, it started to rain, and you could just hear it coming down in buckets. You could hear thunder, you could hear lightning, or sea lightning, it was something. And the pictures are all over Facebook this morning of all the streets that were flooded in Marion and surrounding counties. There certainly was a lot of flooding that went on last night, and I did see the post last night from the police department not to go down these streets, not to try to go through standing water, which I'm sure people did anyway. I don't know why people do that. There is a tendency for people to think they can get through. And it's kind of a funny tendency. I mean, we're always thankful nobody was hurt, and I haven't heard any reports that anybody was hurt last night, and I hope they weren't. But I don't know why people have a tendency when they see big pools of standing water like that to try to drive through them. That just would not be something I would do. Cars sit very low to the ground now, and I would think trying to drive through some of those pools where the roads have been filled up would not be a good idea. But boy, did it rain. And it was still raining when I went to bed last night, well after 11 o'clock. I did expect, when I got up this morning, for there to be more standing water around. Now, maybe there is. And that's something I'm going to ask you, the listening audience. Are there any roads blocked off? Was there any significant damage last night that you know of from the rainstorm? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I had about 4 inches in my basement.
Oh, is that what it was? 4 inches. Do we know what the total rainfall was yesterday?
I don't know. At least 4 inches in my basement.
Well, I'll tell you,
my backyard was flooded.
Oh, well, you know what? When I went out at 6 o'clock to walk, one thing I noticed was that the yards, which in my neighborhood never really flood at all, they weren't flooded, but there was standing water in them, which is kind of odd to see. So I thought, well, you know, the first half of this day must have been pretty saturated. But I was inside, so I wasn't really paying attention. But then when it got dark last night, and it just, you know, some rains just sound like rain, and some storms just sound like thunder and lightning. This just sounded like buckets of water were coming down.
Believe me, they were. I had a lift pump running in the side yard there. It floods between my house and the next house next to me. We had two lift pumps running out there, and I was running shop vac in the basement, dumping water. Well, I couldn't dump it down the drain to begin with. I had to dump it down the sump pit, and then finally I got it down low enough in the backyard, then my drain opened up, and I could dump it down the drain. But I was up till 2 o'clock this morning sumping the water.
Oh, so it did over, it overcame the sump pump.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's coming down so fast.
Oh, you know, and I did not see that in any forecast. I knew we were supposed to have rain.
It was going across northern Ohio, and then it said it was going to drop down. It was going to catch Marion and Delaware and then eventually Columbus. I guess Delaware had some severe weather down there. They had some trees down and stuff.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, I don't think this storm, unless somebody tells me differently here in Marion, I don't think there were any high winds associated with it.
No, it was just rain.
It was just rain, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think...
Thunder boomer.
Yeah, oh, and the thunder and lightning. You know, it was one of those nights where the thunder crack hit so loud at one point, it was one of those moments where the electric flashed in the house.
Yep.
But it was long enough to where, you know, you had to reset every digital clock you had in the house.
Right.
But, yeah, that happened last night. So I did not know. I knew, because I was planning this Labor Day thing, which I did go through with. We ended up doing it inside. So I knew there were supposed to be showers. But in the morning when I looked, it just said scattered showers, overcast. I did not hear, and I think this would be considered probably torrential rains last night.
Oh, yeah. We get this every couple years.
Well, we definitely got it last night.
Yeah, we did.
So you say four inches in the basement. So we really don't know how much rain really fell in total.
No idea. But Jim Grinnell, he predicted it. He said that it was coming. Get ready for it.
Well, and from what I understand, the temperatures are supposed to be pretty hot today, like upper 80s.
90, he's saying.
The humidity is going to be awful today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going down Avondale Street, and there's trash all over the place. It must have flooded last night, too.
Yeah. So, well, that's always a problem. Well, you know, I heard that, where was it there? One of the side streets on Center Street. Oh, Jefferson. I think it flooded last night.
Yep.
And I don't think Jefferson is a street that typically floods.
No, it's usually the west side of town because the east side of town is higher than the west side.
Right. So that's weird to me that there were streets on Center Street that were flooding last night, and I don't know if we just didn't report the West End streets that had flooded. I don't know if they just flooded and people forgot about it. I even heard that Brightwood, I think parts of it were flooded last night.
Yeah, see, the problem is when that rain comes down so fast, the sewers can't handle it. The city fathers, when they planned our city, they did not plan for big enough sewers.
Well, what is it I heard years ago, because I had a basement at one point, thank God I don't anymore, but I had a basement in a house I lived in at one point, and when I did, it used to flood quite a bit, and the person told me that, and I never knew if it was true or not, but that when they laid out the storm system in Marion, the sewer system, that it's connected to, how did they say that, it's connected to the
storm and sanitary is connected together. In
yeah, which you're not supposed to be.
No, because then you get the muck backed up into your. down the street from me, years ago, that hasn't happened lately. But on his first floor, the stool, he had a fountain. It was shooting up about 4 foot.
Really?
Yeah. It was caught up through the drain in my basement last night.
Well, you know, I can only imagine what was going on over on Prospect Street and Girard and all those streets down Bell Fountain, because they have those old basements over there, and it's a mess.
The dog park out on 309, it's a lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there still a lot of stand? Because I just came down 95 this morning, and of course, there's not a whole lot of yard out there to really look at. Is there much flooding in yards this morning?
I haven't been down Full Lane. That's usually one that floods. But
what?
Along 309 there, just the other side of the freeway, it's flooded on the left side of the road, several places. It's just a mess.
Well, and it's my understanding, as always, Prospect flooded last night.
Oh, yeah, the river will be up.
It's my understanding that last night it went over, but here's the thing. The little video I saw this morning, people were out trying to drive in this last night. I don't know why people, if you see
some
big standing water,
don't understand.
No, I don't know why they think they can drive through it. I mean, they do damage to their cars.
It only takes like 4 inches of water on a road to make your car float.
Yeah. Well, and cars sit so low now that it can cause so much damage just to the interior of your car.
Exactly.
If you drive in. And I don't understand why people think that they're going to push through these big standing pools of water, because you have to figure, if there's a standing pool of water in the middle of the road, it's going to be inches big or there wouldn't be a standing pool.
Right. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, any more reports from last night? Those are interesting reports. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any reports on the rain last night? Does anybody listening right now have a flooded yard? Or is there a flooded street you can't get down? Or did it flood last night and has it already dissipated away? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. I'd love to know what went on last night. And I don't know if this debris that's out is from people's yards or is it from people who set out their garbage last night and it just kind of got caught up in the rain. I don't know. The drainage system in Marion is just a mess. And I don't know how the storm sewer and the sewage drain, I don't know how those ever got connected. I don't know why it was made that way. I don't know what the construction idea behind that was. But boy, it has caused problems now for years and years and years in Marion, and obviously continues to cause problems as of last night. But give us a call if you have any reports from last night. I'd love to hear them. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
We have two rain gauges at the house that hold 6 inches of water. They were both overflowing. We have one in the front yard, one in the backyard, and yes, I have water in my basement. And I have a sump pump.
Now, so you normally don't have water in your basement?
No, that's the reason a long time ago I did. So I had a sump pump, and I'm on Summit Street. I had the sump pump put in and haven't really had any problems, but I had stuff floating. It was, the rain came down so hard, so fast. The water just didn't have any place to go.
Well, you know, the strange thing was to me, because yesterday while my little get-together was going on, you know, the rain was coming down, but I could tell it was a rain. It was just rain.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went out at 6 o'clock to walk, it had stopped. Now, there were puddles, but it wasn't anything that, you know, looked more significant than anything else.
It rained and stormed all night long.
Oh. That's what I said. About 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I know it was dark. And when that started, I was sitting next to a window, and you couldn't see anything because it was dark.
So dark.
But you could just hear. It just sounded like somebody was dumping buckets of water.
Yep. I mean, and it went on all night long. The storms, the lightning, the thunder, all of it.
So how much water would you say you have in your basement?
I had at least a couple inches. Things were kind of floating down there.
Oh my gosh!
So
and that's with a sump pump.
It's draining. Yeah, it's my sump pump is. I mean, it's draining. You can hear the water running, but it just there wasn't any for it to pump out. There wasn't any place for it to go.
So the rain gauge that has 6 inches totally overflowed.
Totally.
Overflow.
And that was out. We have a rain gauge in the front yard and in the backyard, and they were both overflowing. And that's never happened.
Now, well, that's, you know, 6 inches of water is a lot of water.
Is a lot of water. A
lot of water. And this happened within a 12-hour period.
The backyard, I told my husband, I said, we should get the canoe out.
Oh. Well, you know, it's Marion is so interesting in a way, because when I went out last night, or when I went out this morning, you know, the road that I travel up 95 and down Center Street, there really isn't, you know, you don't see puddles of water and you don't see roads flooded, but I'm sure that yards and areas, and especially over there on the Bell Fountain end, there's always a mess over there.
Well, it's over here, too. I've seen posts on Facebook over on in the Euler area. And, again, here, my neighbors here on Summit, we all have water. It's crazy.
Why do you think...
My plumber even posted, he said, I tried to make a couple calls last night, but I found out my van just couldn't float, so I turned around and went home.
Well, that's what, when somebody posted the main picture I saw last night was Jefferson Street was flooded, and I kept thinking, I don't remember Jefferson Street flooding being one of the typicals.
Either. I don't either.
It didn't see, you know, the rains that came down, I think, I know we needed the rain, which is what I was understanding yesterday, but I don't think, we needed that much.
Yeah, I think somebody forgot to tell it to stop.
Oh, man. So, when, 6 inches, isn't that something?
Yeah. Both gauges will hold 6 inches of water, and they were overflowing. It's, you know, right there at the top, so.
I must have missed the Jim Gunnell weather report yesterday.
I didn't listen, so I don't know.
I didn't know that was supposed to happen. Well, hey, I appreciate the call.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Now we have an official rain gauge report, a 6-inch rain gauge, which apparently overflowed. So we know that we got more than 6 inches last night, which is a lot of rain. Holy Moses. That is a lot of rain. And I think the caller said there that had really never happened before, that the rain gauge had overflowed. And they make those rain gauges so that, you know, they don't overflow, that they have enough area in them where they're not going to overflow. Well, apparently the storm was not aware of that last night, and the overflow happened anyway. All right. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I live on Forest Lawn Boulevard. Now, my place wasn't flooded, but back to me on Reed, the water is standing in the yard now. Now, last night, my toilets and my sink and my bathtub kept a bubbling, making an awful noise. Now, it done that, and finally, I went to bed at 12 o'clock, and I have a basement, but it wasn't flooded, but my sump pump run constantly.
And this was on Forest Lawn Boulevard?
Yes.
My good. So the water and the toilets and things like that were bubbling?
Yes.
Wow. Now, how long have you lived there?
I've lived here since 57. This house was built in 57.
50.
And I moved here in 75. And I have never had that problem until last night. And while I have you on the phone, where was the sirens last night?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't remember hearing any severe weather calls. I don't remember hearing any sirens. I can't say that they didn't go off, but I never heard them.
I did not. And the other night when we had that storm, they did not go off then. And when they do go off, you can't hear what they're saying.
Well,
we pay for that kind of protection.
Well, I don't know what would be happening with that. You know, I was not listening to the radio here. We have an emergency alert system. I'm not sure if any emergency alerts were sent out last night. I don't know if anybody was listening while that was going on. But I'm not sure if any because those sirens and things like that usually are dependent on who's sending out the message.
Yes, yes. And Cleveland was, because it popped up on my TV, because I had it on, listening to the weather report and everything. But I just could not believe, when we have storms, half the time you don't have a siren, and they don't tell you what's going on.
Well, it is interesting. Now, have you ever seen Reed Avenue's yards flood like that before?
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure what happened last night. I did not see that in the forecast. Now, a caller said Jim Gunnell predicted it yesterday, but I did not see that. I don't, and I did look at the forecast yesterday because of the Labor Day thing. I did not see anything. But boy, it poured. But it did not seem to pour early. That was what was odd. We had storms early in the day.
Yes.
But it didn't really pour. It was your typical rain.
But
and
I listened to a couple soapies in the afternoon. At 1:24, it started to rain. And I could not believe the lightning last night. And when it thundered, it just cracked.
Oh, well, there was one shot of thunder last night. I don't know when it was. It was sometime after 9 o'clock. But boy, when that one bit of thunder cracked last night, I mean, it sounded like it was a shotgun right behind your head.
I know my little dog is afraid of the storms. And when it started storming yesterday afternoon, she was asleep on my couch. And that first little thunder, she was off of that couch and in my recliner with me.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And
yes.
Apparently some kind of, I don't know if we broke any records last night, but apparently definitely more than 6 inches of rain fell last night.
Yes. My bird bath was empty. It is running over this morning.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Isn't that something? Well, yes. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day and be careful.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, there we go. The reports are good this morning. Now, over there on Forest Lawn Boulevard, you usually do not hear of a lot of flooding. And I've never heard of Reed Avenue's yards flooding. That's in a part of town that really does not see that sort of thing. Now, like I say, Jefferson Street, I never really heard of that flooding before. That's not one of the typical streets that flood. Usually I hear them over in the Belle Fountain Avenue area, that part of town, or the west end of town. But I never have heard of these things on Jefferson Street. And I said standing water in Reed Avenue, that's kind of amazing. Do you have a weather report? Give us a call, 740-383-9944, 35 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. These are interesting. Did you see anything last night? Were your streets flooded? I mean, maybe they've cleared out by now. Sometimes that happens. It's been a few hours. Have your streets cleared out now but were flooded last night? What did it look like in your area during the storm? Do you know how much rain fell? Do you have a rain gauge that's bigger than 6 inches that would have been able to gauge this last night? Do you live in one of the surrounding counties? What does it look like in those areas? Have you seen any damage from this? I don't know that it caused any damage because I don't really know that there were any strong winds that were involved with it. But a lot of water. A lot of water, a lot of thunder, a lot of lightning seems to be what came with the storm last night. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hit me up here on the toll-free line. We'd love to hear these stories because that's how we're going to learn what happened last night. And did anybody hear any sirens? I don't remember hearing any sirens where I lived, but who's to say if they went off or not? I'm not really sure. Were there any sirens last night going off in the Marion area? I don't know. Like I say, I did not hear them, but that's not to say they didn't go off. The caller earlier on did not hear them, but is there any reasoning for that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And has anybody heard the total accumulative rainfall this morning? Apparently over 6 inches. It was like I said, it was unbelievable. And the interesting thing to me was, as I say, when the first storms broke, which were not really huge, just kind of your typical rainstorms. When the first storms broke, I went out and walked. And as I was coming around my mile, because I walk a mile, as I was coming to the end of it, there's a pond way, probably about a mile from where I live. And that's usually where all these geese hang out. A lot of geese. Probably 30 geese. And so I'm coming back down my road, or the road that's connected to my road, which is probably, you know, 3/4 of a mile away from that pond. And all of the geese are in the middle of the road, way back in this neighborhood. They're all on this road, all of them. And when I was up near the pond, there were no geese up there to be seen at all. So I don't know why they went back in the neighborhood during those first storms yesterday. Now, it looked like they were eating the grass in a field that's out in that area. But they were also up in people's yards. And usually, I do not see these geese in people's yards. Usually, I see the geese around ponds. I see them sometimes out in the middle of empty fields. Sometimes, I see them over here on University Drive. I see them crossing the road there, and I've seen a few dead geese there that got caught, crossing when a car was coming down the road. But I don't know why those geese were up in people's yards yesterday during the break of this storm. I don't even know what would have caused that. It was just bizarre on so many levels. So many levels. Yesterday. So, does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The torrential downpour storm that happened last night in Marion. Any thoughts on it? And this is interesting to talk about. I think we've had 3 calls here this morning about it. And to hear people's perspective about what happened is fascinating. And the basement, it sounds like there was not a basement in town last night that did not see some action, unfortunately. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
The geese were probably eating earthworms that, night crawlers that get driven out of the ground when it rains, basically like that, when it's been dry.
Oh, that's it. You know, I could not figure out because, you know, I've lived there now for about 5 years, and maybe I just haven't been out at the right time, but I have never seen them so, because they were in people's yards, they were in the street, which usually I don't think they like to be in the street, and that was just an odd thing last night to see.
Yep, they go where the food is.
They go where the food is. Well, what'd you think of the storm last night?
A lot of rain.
It was a lot of rain.
Yeah, we got a really heavy rain there, you know, at 11 or something like that, a really hard rain, and then but it just never quit. You know, it was continuous all night long.
And I cannot believe, because the typical rainfall, I think a big rain is considered somewhere around 2 to 4 inches.
Yeah.
So to go over 6 is unbelievable.
Yeah, because this was just a general rainstorm because it was, you know, most thunderstorms, the clouds will be at 3,000 feet or something like that, but it was overcast at 9,000 feet, and that was the only cloud, so it was coming from up high, you know, just a heavy storm carrying a lot of water. And I think AccuWeather yesterday, I think it was only predicting like an inch of rain or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I said. When I looked at the weather report yesterday morning, probably around 11 o'clock, I saw scattered showers. I saw overcast.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything like that.
Nope.
Did any sirens go off last night?
Nope.
No sirens.
I don't, you know, there wasn't. There was a little bit of wind early, but not real bad.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, so apparently there were no sirens last night. Over 6 inches of rain. And the period that it fell is also, you know, you can have 6 inches of rain, but sometimes it takes like 2 or 3 days. We've had those days where the rain just doesn't stop and continues on and on and on and on. But this was in the course of about 12 hours, maybe not even that long. Well, probably not that long, because I don't remember that second spurt of storms hitting until after 8 o'clock last night. And it was over before 8 o'clock this morning, so it was a very short period of time that all this rain fell. And the weird thing, as I say, the big rain came after dark. And what was so strange to me about that was, usually, when it's raining after dark, unless you go out and look under a street light or something like that, you don't know how much rain is falling because it's dark. And just sitting next to that window, even though it was thundering and lightning like crazy last night, you could just tell that a massive amount of rain was falling because it just sounded like buckets and buckets of water were being dropped outside. That is interesting to know about the geese, though, that they probably were going for the night crawlers, the worms, because I could not figure out why they were in the neighborhood. Because, and you know what? Geese do not have the nicest disposition in the world. Now, a lot of times that has to do with the fact that when you approach them, they think you're going after their children. Now, I don't think they have any children right now because we're going into fall. So I wasn't sure if that would happen. I did not see any little geese last night. But I'll tell you, they were so far, and it was kind of blocking where I needed to go because I usually walk down that part of the road to get back to where I live. And as I'm getting ready to walk down, there's just geese everywhere. Like I said, there were about 30 full-grown geese in the center of the road. So you had part of them up in people's yards. Then you had part of them in the street. And then you had part of them on the other side in the field. And I was not going to walk past them because there's something about their disposition. I don't know if they always think you're going to attack them or what it is. Because I've passed them so many times at the pond. They're usually in the pond or around the pond. And I'm up on the concrete. So that's never usually an issue. But I have noticed that sometimes me just walking by on the concrete, if they're even close, they'll start coming towards you. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Out here on South Prospect Street. Where we live at, water back up in the basement. We had about six and a half inches of rain in the basement.
Six and a half?
Through the pipes. The something up wasn't handling it very good. And down at the park where the pond is.
Right.
It overflowed.
Oh, the pond down there by...
And the party boat had come out here last night, and they didn't have a siren on, but they pulled up out here in front and stopped and waited, and then it went on down, and the water backed up and come down the street, and back down into the street.
So the pond down there by Marion General overflowed?
Yeah.
My goodness. And you say six and a half inches of water in your basement?
Yeah. Yeah, and the sump pump, the rain was coming back up through the pipes.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So you do have a sump pump down there.
Yeah, we got a sump pump, but it took a while to get it working, get it pumped out, because there's so much water.
So have you ever had an issue like that living over there on South Prospect?
Nope, it's the first one we've had.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that. I've never heard of over 6 inches of rain in that short of a period. And so the little lake down there, the little pond, overflowed.
Right, it overflowed, and we lost one of our electric last night because water got up in that air, and we had no electric in the kitchen or living room for about 2 hours. We had to go down and turn the switches to get the water from getting into the breaker box and shorten it out.
So I had a full-blown power outage last night.
Well, we had it. Now, our neighbors around here, it got into ours. But the neighbors around here, they had their electric.
Oh, so it water got into your area.
Yeah, it got in down there, and we worked about 3 hours trying to get it back on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad everything turned out okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. Well, there's a report from over on South Prospect Street. Now, that part of town, there always is a lot of flooding over there. And a lot of those houses over in the South Prospect area, Bell Fountain Avenue area, have those basements that constantly flood. They, even in average rainstorms, they flood. But it's usually an awful mess because it's not just water. Now, maybe some of them are just water over there, and water damage is bad enough. But a lot of times it gets connected to that sewage, and that sewage backs up in your basement, and the smell is awful, and it's just a whole messy problem. Go ahead, caller.
I just went down Summerlot of Hoffman, and the Kukwa is up level with the fields.
Really, the Kukwa ditch is up level with the fields. That's something you don't see very often.
Kukwa ditch?
Yeah, the Kukwa ditch. Oh, gosh. That's a mess. Well, hey, thank you. All right, down on Summerlot Hoffman, the Kukwa ditch is level. Wow. With the field. See, these are things that you don't hear a whole lot of reports on, usually. Usually, you have a storm, and you get the rain, and some basements do flood. They overpower the sump pump, or if you don't have a sump pump, the water comes in, but you usually don't hear 6.5 inches in your basement. That's a lot of water standing in your basement, to be sure. There is no doubt about that. If you have a report to call it in, 740-383-9944. I know a lot of people are out in cars and going around town at this point, 740-383-9944, or if you've got anything to report from your home area. If the phone line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep giving it a try, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear your report, because different parts of town have different issues. And I'm wondering, did your basement flood, if you have one? Do you have a running sump pump? Is your yard flooded? Is your street flooded? Did your yard and or street flood last night? You know, I'm wondering right now, is Jefferson Street still flooded? I should have looked this morning because I came up Center Street, but I did not look down Jefferson, but I did see the picture last night of Jefferson Street being flooded, but I don't know if it continues to be flooded or not. I have not been over in that area. Well, I've been in close to the area, but I didn't look, I guess is what I should say. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I live on the west end, kind of close to Whirlpool, and my basement, I've been there 15 years. It's flooded one time, I think back in 2005. So when I started seeing water coming in, I knew that the sewers were too much at once. But I've got a friend whose basement, I mean, it was up to her waist.
Oh.
So I feel very lucky. I mean, I think I got a few inches, but I'm lucky to be in a higher area. But, I mean, my heart goes out to a lot of these people waking up to just a mess this morning.
You know, and I don't know what you do anymore. I remember the last time we had a big, I don't know if it was this big, but I remember the last time we had a big torrential, because downpour like this, because I know a lot of people have their appliances in the basement, washers and dryers and things like that. And I remember the last time this happened, so many washers and dryers were ruined, and people were heading out to Sears to buy new washers and dryers. Well, Sears obviously is not there anymore. I don't know where people go in Marion now to get washers and dryers.
Yeah, probably Lowe's, Menards, one of those.
You know, did you see, I mean, I guess we heard Jim Gunnell predicted this yesterday, but did you see any reports that anything like that was supposed to happen?
No, I think it was one of those developing things. I don't think the meteorologist could have predicted what happened last night. I think it just kind of happened. I kept watching the radar and thinking, you know, when your house starts taking on water, you kind of get a little panicky. You watch the radar, you try to figure out, you know, how much more rain are we going to get, and it's a scary feeling. I did not sleep very well last night.
No, and that the rain kept going on. Now, are you lucky enough to be in a part of town where the drains are not connected to the sewage system?
That I don't know. I mean, my basement didn't have a sewer smell, so, and it just looked like rainwater to me, so I would assume not.
Yeah, I don't know what, over in that area of Belle Fountain Avenue and Prospect Street, I definitely know that area has an issue with it, because when those basements flood over there, you can clearly see that it's not just water seeping in, it is sewery, nasty, you know, and it stinks. And ooh.
That's like a double whammy. I mean, the water damage is bad enough, but to have that to deal with,
I don't know how many people really have insurance for this type of thing, because we don't live in an area that's supposed to have stuff like this happen.
Right. I've got a friend that this has happened. She lives in an area that floods a lot. So this is a friend who had it waist high last night. And her insurance did not cover before, which really stinks, because, I mean, you're looking at maybe hot water tank, furnace. I was worried about my breaker boxes in my basement about 3 feet up from the floor, and that was my main concern, is my electricity and everything else. But, yeah, I'm not sure about insurance. I don't think most cover flood. I think you have to take out an additional flood policy, I think. I'm not really sure, though.
You know, I don't even know what you... I mean, let's say we had known it was going to come. What do you do? I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night. Most people do have sump pumps. I don't know what you do. Well, how do you prepare for something like that?
Yeah, I don't think you can. It's one of those things they call an act of God, and you just kind of have to deal with the aftermath.
You do, and you know, these areas like Prospect, where the river always overflows, but that's got to be awful to live in an area like that. But I was just thinking, I've never heard of that pond over there by the hospital overflowing.
The last time our house was, I think it was 2005, I remember that pond being flooded like that, but it takes a lot for that to happen. So, you know, we got a lot at once.
Yeah, we did. Well, you know, one of the callers said this morning that her rain gauge at 6 inches was overflowing, so it had to be more than 6 inches. Have you heard of an exact total that we got last night?
I have not yet, but 6 inches wouldn't surprise me.
I think it would be hard for people to probably gauge it at this point, because I don't know how many people have larger than 6-inch rain gauge, because that's pretty well the standard, I think. And I don't think anybody was running outside last night to dump it and change it to see what was going on. Interesting.
I bet Charlie would have known.
You know, he would have known. Last night would have been a good night for him, because he would have loved something like that.
Yes, he loved anything weather.
Weather-related, absolutely. And you know what's fascinating? One thing I saw last night, there are people who are so fascinated with the weather. That's interesting to me.
You know, I have always been one of those people. A good storm, to me, is a little bit thrilling. You know, you don't like the thought of a tornado, but it adds a little bit of, I don't want to say excitement, because it makes you sound like you're glad it's happening, but it's It's exciting.
it was funny to me because, the only way I knew that Jefferson Street was flooded is somebody had taken a picture and they put it up on Facebook. And I thought, man, to be out in this right now,
yes.
I don't even know how, I don't know if they were standing on a porch. I don't know if they had an umbrella. And I don't even know if an umbrella would have helped it in that mess last night.
Yes. My daughter's got a friend who had to go pick her husband up from work, and she was one whose car, the water came up to window level, and she got stranded and had to be rescued. You know, and she was just trying to get her husband and didn't judge, used good judgment. Her focus was just picking him up, and she ended up being stranded, unfortunately.
You know, I don't, and I'm not saying she's in this category, but, you know, the police had to put out a report last night, a warning, not to go through standing water. I don't know why so many people try to drive through standing water.
Yeah, you and me both. There was nothing that was going to get me out in that last night.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be bad.
No, it was a...
People are crazy.
Some are, that's for sure. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. These reports are great because people are hearing them in their home, we're hearing them here, and it's hard to gauge a lot of this stuff because different parts of town had different issues. As we've learned this morning, South Prospect Street, six and a half inches in some people's basements last night, but out by Whirlpool, it wasn't awful, maybe a couple inches, but it's abnormal for those basements to flood over there. We heard from, Vernon Heights Boulevard this morning that, you know, that... I don't think it was Vernon Heights Boulevard. But over by Reed Avenue, we heard that some yards are flooded over there. That's unusual for Reed Avenue. We heard that basements that have never flooded since 1957 last night, and that toilets were gurgling, and bird baths, which were totally empty, were filled up. You know, it's interesting because yesterday I had taken the outside furniture into my garage for the cookout yesterday. And we never ended up eating outside because it started to rain just after 1 o'clock when we started this thing, so we stayed inside the whole time. So when the first group of storms broke yesterday, I took the furniture back out of the garage and I put it back outside where it normally is. And I remember thinking to myself, well, you know, this furniture missed the storms and, you know, I guess it'll be a dry piece of furniture. It'll seem dry out here. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't think it's dry anymore because it was certainly out there last night for the torrential downpours that happened after 8 o'clock. It's unbelievable. Do want to remind people today we have the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 to 3 p.m. We also have Voice of a People today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5:10 to 6 p.m. Don't miss any of that. I've still got a whole nother hour coming up here this morning. Don't go anywhere. We'd love to hear some more reports on the weather last night or anything else on your mind. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The weather reports are great. Any more of them you might have, or if you haven't been able to call in because maybe you've been driving or you've been in a car or maybe you've spotted something while you've been out this morning, give us a call in about 15 minutes when we come back from the break and we can talk about this water situation and the mess that it has been. So we're going to continue on talking about the weather and a few other things. I got some stories from yesterday's party that I did not divulge on Facebook that I'm going to divulge next hour. Stay tuned. You're tuned into WWGH Radio. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely, from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah. think the chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge
show. He did.